Well, hello, brethren. Greetings to all who may be listening to this message today or in the future. Man, it's been almost a year or over a year since I have given a message. But recently, I was asked, how do I know I grew and expanded as a Christian during the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic while staying home? How I grew or expanded as a Christian? I pondered the question for a while, and then I responded. I knew I grew and expanded as a Christian during the COVID-19 pandemic, because when I put on my suit pants to return going to the Sabbath services, they were tighter than before. In 2020, we experienced a global pandemic, a presidential impeachment, racial riots, and a questionable election. We all know 2020 was a year like no other. But is it possible to sum it up in one word or phrase? In a Washington Post survey, the top words used by the readers to describe 2020 were exhausting, loss, chaotic, surreal, relentless, and nightmare. If a person looks and remembers only the bad things that happened in 2020, a person might say it was a bad year. However, if a person looks at all the positive things that happened in 2020, a person might say it was a good year. Paul said, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. Being joyful and giving thanks in all circumstances is not simply good advice. It is a command from our Father and our Lord Jesus. Most people find it easy to give thanks to God for their blessings when life circumstances are going good. However, it takes a person with wisdom to give thanks to God for their blessings when life circumstances are not good. Over the years, I have learned to give thanks to God for my blessings and record them in a gratitude journal daily. I know that I have become a more positive and happier person since starting to give thanks to God, counting my blessings in every good or bad situation, and recording them in my gratitude journal daily. Paul said, "Give thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Ephesians 5, verse 20. A lifestyle filled with appreciation and gratitude contributes to a happier, healthier life because it can change a person's attitude from negative to positive. The purpose of this message is to raise awareness and the importance of giving thanks to God, counting our blessings, and recording them in a gratitude journal daily. The title of this message is Giving Thanks and Counting UCG Blessings in 2020. In today's message, we're going to look back at 2020 and count some of the ways God blessed the United Church of God. These blessings can be found in the recorded reports to the UCG Council in 2020. So we know all the bad things that happened in 2020. Now let's take a look at all the good things. The first blessing has to do with the rise in response to the Beyond Today program. According to Peter Eddington, in 2019, the total number of responses to the Beyond Today program was 20,913. In 2020, when the COVID-19 virus was at its worst, the total number of Beyond Today responses was 27,615. This is an increase of 6,702 responses, or a 24.2% year-over-year increase. The three programs that produced the most responses were as follows. In third place was a program titled All About Grace. It generated 932 responses. In second place was the program titled Are the United States and Britain in the Bible? It produced 2,205 responses. And in first place was a program titled Beware the Mark of the Beast. This program produced a record high response of 2,728 and the lowest cost per response for any Beyond Today television program ever. So let's take a look at the second blessing. It is about the UCG Council approving two new advertising campaigns. The first new campaign was for online discovery advertising across Google platforms. Google learns what a person is interested in and then sends Beyond Today information based on that interest. The second advertising program or campaign is running 2-minute videos with Beyond Today content offering church literature on Newsmax TV. These 2-minute videos are run at various times throughout the day at a rate of about 12 spots per week. These videos offer the audience practical advice and valuable knowledge in dealing with life. In addition, church literature is also available as a follow-up to each program. During the first 8 weeks, these 2-minute videos have generated 4,922 UCG website visits and 2,735 booklet requests. The third blessing is about the UCG Home Office growing stronger financially. You know, because of COVID, many business organizations and people were hurt financially in 2020. However, this was not the case for the Home Office. Monetary support for the church did not decrease. In 2020, the church's financial condition remained strong. Income for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2020 exceeded $20 million, and the total assets increased by over $1 million. It was also reported that the income for the first 5 months of the 2020-2021 fiscal year was well above budget. The UCG Plan Giving Program, which has been producing an article for each issue of the United News, has brought interest in the church, and it worked and has resulted in increased revenue. This interest has come not only from members, but also from those who are watching UCG on television and receiving the Beyond Today magazine. While most organizations and businesses were having financial challenges in 2020, God protected and blessed the United Church of God. The fourth blessing is about local congregations purchasing buildings. In 2020, two local congregations were given permission to purchase buildings. The two local congregations were Burlington, Washington, and Kingsport, Tennessee. The fifth blessing is about Ambassador Bible College. You know, while most schools were closed by COVID-19, God did allow Ambassador College to welcome its 22nd class of students in August 2020. The sixth blessing is about the new online speaker training program. In 2020, members survey, ministers speaking was listed at the area that could be improvement. Therefore, in 2020, the Home Office started a speaker training program for our ministry online with senior mentors. These senior mentors will train the rest of the ministry. The seventh blessing is about our 2020 feast sites. In 2020, there were originally 62 feast sites planned worldwide. However, despite COVID convention lockdowns, God allowed 15 to 20 official feast sites where members gathered daily. In the United States, God provided three good replacement sites with little time to spare and plan. God was looking out after the United Church of God. The three sites that were located were St. George, Utah, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and Rapid City, South Dakota. Rapid City is where Gene and I attended our first feast site together. Over 6,000 members gathered daily for the live services, and there were 15 to 20 satellite sites. The eighth blessing is about the Wisconsin Winter Camp. In 2020, despite COVID-19 group and travel restrictions, the winter camp in southern Wisconsin had 105 campers and 55 staff members attended. The ninth blessing is about the United News circulation. These numbers are very impressive. The United News circulation reached 17,941 people in 2020. This was an all-time high and 1.1% more than 2019. The 10th blessing is about coworkers. A coworker is someone who donates on a regular basis and is not attending with UCG. Our United States coworker count reached 7,599. These are people who don't even attend our church, but they donate. Our highest ever, it was 16.5% higher than 2019. The 11th blessing is about donors. A donor is someone who donates on a regular basis and is attending UCG. Our United States donor list reached 9,392 people in 2020. This was 28% higher than 2019. The 12th blessing is about the Beyond Today magazine subscribers. In 2020, the United States Beyond Today magazine subscribers reached 258,460 people. This was 7.2% higher than 2019. In 2020, the Worldwide Beyond Today magazine subscribers reached 310,945 people. This was 5.4% higher than 2019. This next blessing is shocked me. The 13th blessing is about the Beyond Today YouTube channel. In 2020, and we all know what the YouTube channel is, the YouTube channel reached 60,100 subscribers. This was an increase of 12.5% since 2019. The YouTube channel hosts 2,323 videos, and in 2020, the average number of videos being watched every day was 2,600. This was an increase of 4.7% since 2019. And if you calculate that out, it calculates to a total of 949,000 videos being watched in 2020. Since November 2006 to December 2020, the videos on the Beyond Today YouTube channel have been viewed 13.25 million times. This was an increase of 12.5%. The three most popular programs in 2020 were Moving Beyond Tragedy, The Lost Tribe of Israel, and Who Are the Two Witnesses? Brethren, I could be wrong, but I believe many of the people coming to God during the Great Tribulation will be people who have read the Beyond Today magazines and booklets and watched the Beyond Today videos, because they will know a little bit about the truth. And they will recognize what the two witnesses are talking about. The 14th blessing is about Amazon Smile donations. In 2020, Amazon Smile donations reached 14,850. This is a 41% increase over 2019. Gene and I have been Amazon buyers for years, but in 2020, we joined the Amazon Smile program. We buy our products at the same low price and support UCG at the same time. The fifth blessing is about online donations. In 2018, the Home Office implemented a new online donation option when a person requests a piece of literature or reads an article. In 2020, the donations reached $97,206. This was a 164% increase over 2019. And what's amazing about this this number is 99% of the donations come from non-members. The 16th blessing is about literature translation. In 2020, the council approved giving monthly financial assistance to South Africa National Council to help fund the translation of the UCG booklets into the African language and posting them online. Currently, UCG booklets are available in English, Spanish, Portuguese, French, German, Italian, Dutch, and soon African. The seventh blessing is about the UCG Orange County. You know, in 2020, when all this turmoil was going on, God allowed the UCG Orange County congregation to move to a safer, less expensive, private facility for Sabbath services. The 18th blessing is about live streaming. In 2020, live streaming became a new format to meet for Sabbath services, Bible studies, and meetings. In 2020, the UCG Council of Elder Meetings and the regional elder meetings were streamed live, eliminating the expense of travel and hotels. Teen Bible studies on Zoom connected teens from all the states. These examples show how scattered brethren in a remote area of the country can be brought together in a service, in a Bible study, or meeting through live streaming. This practice is a blessing that will likely continue long after COVID-19 passes. Brethren, let's begin to conclude this message by reviewing the purpose of this message. The purpose of this message is to raise awareness about giving thanks, counting our blessings, and the importance of preparing a gratitude journal. The best time to give thanks and count our blessings is when a person feels down or negative and times of difficulty or trials. As a Christian, we know we will have trials. Giving thanks and counting our blessing during the trial will help us maintain a positive attitude and learn the lesson. A gratitude journal is a good tool to use to lift a person's spirit when a person's spirit needs a little lifting. When a person gives thanks and counts their blessing and updates their gratitude journal, it can change a person's attitude from negative to positive. The glass half empty becomes half full. This principle is not new. In 2011, it was reported in a Harvard Medical School publication that people who count their blessings and prepare a gratitude journal were more optimistic and felt better about their lives. Positive change was not immediate. It took about 10 weeks. There are many ways to prepare a gratitude journal, and over the years, I have used many of them. It is not important which gratitude journal a person uses. What's important is a person gives thanks, counts their blessings, and records them in a gratitude journal. Brethren, a person can create their gratitude journal with a pen and paper, on a smartphone. You could keep it in a Word document, which is what I do, on the computer, or use a calendar with large boxes to write in each day. A person may want to create their gratitude journal in a safe place because they may want to look back on their list whenever they're feeling down or struggling to be thankful. Brethren, when we look back at the events of 2020, we have a choice. We can remember all the negative things that happened in the world, or we can remember all the positive blessings God allowed for the United Church of God. Brethren, let's do the right thing. Let us give thanks to God daily. Let us count our blessings daily. And let us record them in a gratitude journal daily, especially when we are going through a trial.